All right. So talking to coach, talking to some other guys, they cite the work that you do denying the ball, the way you play angles, right, intelligence, you know, just kind of knowing guys.
Right.
Anything else that you attribute your stellar defense to?
Well, I think that plays a role. I mean, obviously, you know, it can be anybody from, you know, a guy like Tyreke Evans who, you know, likes to get into the paint, or a guy like Monte who you're not really going to deny them the ball. And there's a guy like Kevin Durant where you don't want him to touch the ball. So all those things play a role. But, you know, like I was talking to you over there, it's got to be personal. You know, when somebody scores on you, you know, I get pissed off. You know, and you know, I got mad last night that early in the third quarter, Evans posted me up and he went up and shot it. And I thought I got ball, but they called a foul. But I shouldn't have reached in on that play. Should have just made him make a tough shot with the shot clock going down. So I was just mad at myself for making a stupid play. And so, you know, it's got to hurt a little bit, you know, and you got to take pride in it. And so, you know, it's just like rebounding. I mean, I'm not a great rebounder, but I think I would imagine those that are, it's not sometimes all about technique. Sometimes it's just about pride and heart and, you know, I'm just going to fight and compete and do what I have to do to get that ball. And yeah, I think the same thing defensively is like, I'm going to make sure my guy has a score. And so I think that plays a role, you know.
At the same time, Alvin says you're a much better defender now than you were in Detroit when he had you.
He didn't ask me to play defense in Detroit. I think so. I mean, I think I could play defense. I think certainly, you know, I was probably rested more on defense and had to do a lot on the offensive end. But certain matchups you'd get up for, you know, Glenn Big Dog Robinson, Glenn Rice, you know, guys at my position that, you know, I did a decent job, but my role wasn't to sort of be that guy to kind of go in and try to play the best offensive player. My job was to create offense. And but you know, I think one thing, as I sort of think about all that, I think getting hurt and, you know, having to really learn to think the game a little better and understand the angles and understand your opponent. You know, I said the other day that, you know, the whole concept of the spirit is willing but the flesh is weak. And I think when you're not healthy, you want to try to get there. You want to be able to get to the right spot, but you can't. So you really got to be, you know, you just got to understand who you're guarding and understand, you know, you have to be efficient. And that's what I think I've learned on both ends, but especially on defense. So,
how much preparation do you do for each game? Are you a guy who's studying scouting reports, looking at film and matchups, or you just go out and, you know, and you know what to do?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. I mean, a lot of guys, if I go against a guy I don't know or I've never guarded before, then I might watch a little edit, or I might even try to watch them the night before if they're playing. Certainly I read the little scouting reports that are up on the board, but it's really all about knowing the tendencies of your opponent, you know. And, you know, Tyreke Evans, you know, he wants to get in the paint, use his strength and his size. So he's going to herky-jerky and dance with the ball, you know, make him shoot contested jump shots. You know, a guy like Monte Ellis, you know, he likes to go right hard, likes to go left, pull up. So, you know that, and you have that in, you know, Durant, you can't give him any space, you know. He likes to go left, pulling up, you know. Make him work, you know, just to catch the ball. You know, so these are certain things that you do. And then, you know what, even with that, the guys are good in this league. You force them to do what you want, and they still may make shots or make plays. And so, you just got to try to be as prepared as possible, but not over-prepared. And I'd like to think I can watch somebody play and figure their game out. You know, I can watch a game and say, okay, this guy likes to do this, he likes to do that. The guys that I worry about, the guys that I don't play against, or the guys that are new, you know, those are the guys you don't know, you know. But Durant, I mean, I've played against him enough to know what he likes to do. And, you know, so there's a little bit of preparation. But a lot of it is just getting your mind right, you know, prepared to go out and battle. And sometimes I struggle against those guys that maybe aren't the perceived ones, you know. Or, tonight I have a day off. I can be a good help side guy. I can help the team. And next thing you know, a no-name is going out and putting up numbers. So,
was that like Nick Young in Washington?
No. I mean, I didn't guard him at first. I guarded him in the second half. But I've been around him enough. I know his game. I mean, I know he likes to shoot going to his left. I know he's not really getting to the basket. He's just kind of, you know, he's got to stay attached to a guy like that, especially if he's hot. And try to use your length, you know. Sometimes those smaller guys like Monte, they're not used to having a 6'8 guy who can stay and move his feet and then also get out and contest shots. So, you know, and then a guy like Durant, who's 7 feet, try to use my quickness and be right in his face. And so sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but it certainly is a challenge.
Without asking you who the hardest guy to defend, kind of a cliche question, what type of player do you prefer to play against? The small, quicker guys like an Ellis, or the bigger shooters, you know, the Dirk or Durant? You know, you've guarded Blake this year, the big physical guy.
That's a good question. I don't really have a preference. I kind of like the small guys just because it presents a challenge. And I think immediately they think, okay, I can drive and go right by them. And then when, you know, if I can prevent them early on from getting into the paint and get them to settle, then I feel like I've I'm controlling what I want them to do. They still may go off, you know, but I don't know. I like the challenge of guarding the small guys. You know, that's, you know, Dirk and those guys, I mean, you got to deny them the ball. You got to be in their face. You got to, you know, by the end of the game, you smell like them, you know, because it's just you're attached to the hip. You know, Durant, you can't give him any space. Dirk. And then when you get in them, they're tall enough where they can just shoot right over you. So, you know, they present different challenges, but I like the challenge of a smaller guy.
You know, in the league, you think about wing defenders, Kirilenko, Prince. Who are some of the younger guys that you look at their game and go, yeah, that guy's got it?
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, I think of Batum, for example.
Yeah, I think he's a good defensive player. You know, I think if he wasn't asked to do so much on offense, I think he could be a really good defensive player. This may sound crazy, but Durant.
Yeah.
I think he's long. He's got quick hands. He understands how to play. It's just tough when he has to, you know, shoot the ball 30 times to kind of be a lockdown defensive guy. I like Brewer in Chicago. Might be it. It'll come back to me. But yeah, I mean, there's some good guys. I think Batum is somebody who, you know, is long enough. I think he's in a good system, and he does a good job. He can guard a Steve. He can guard a wing player. He can guard multiple positions. And, you know, he's slides his feet well. He's 6'9", 6'10", long arms, you know. So that's all I can think of.
So you talked about how pride and effort is so important to defense. When you see guys that don't give that as a mature player in the league, does that bother you at all? Do you feel like, hey, you know, you've got the ability to do more and you're not? Do you get any sense of like?
Yeah, I mean, you get ticked off when you see that, you know, you get ticked off and maybe you feel like you're busting your tail and somebody's not holding their weight. You know, I understand that, you know, defense is just like a skill. It's like free throw shooting or passing. You know, some people can do it, some people can't. But as long as you go out there and you try, look, you can give your all and a guy can torch you, you know. But if you know, at the end of the day, I'm competing, I'm trying my best on every play, I'm leaving it all out there. You can live with the result. You can live with the result in others. But when you don't have that, then that can be very frustrating.
Is that the guy you'd rather play with, a guy who may not have all that physical talent, the quickness, the long arms, but gives it their all each night versus, you know, the guy?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody would like, I mean, I think, yeah, regardless, defense, offense, you know, go out, just compete and play hard and give it your all. and understand that, you know, there are going to be some nights where the ball just doesn't go in. You know, there'll be nights where you're not in rhythm, you're tired, you know. But I think, yeah, I mean, I think everybody ideally would like to just go out and know that the guys that are in it with you are fighting day in and day out and competing. At the end of the day, we can live with whatever that result might be.
Is that a hard, do you even consider that a skill? Is that something that's hard to sort of see in young players and suss out? Do they have that drive or competitiveness?
Yeah, I mean, I think you... I think playing hard is a talent, you know, or it's a skill, rather. And there are certain people who don't have much talent at all, but have made a living in this league because they just go out and play hard. And have played, you know, long and had long careers. So it's when you're tired, when you're fatigued, you know, when you can make excuses, okay, we've played 4 games in 5 nights, you know, it's having a little bit of toughness, you know, and saying, okay, I'm gonna give it my all, whatever that may be. And so, you know, some guys get it, some guys need it in order to make it in this league. And then some guys, you know, just sort of get by on their ability, you know, and I think that's in any sport, you know. And so, you know, ideally is those that are talented, that work hard, those are the special ones, you know. And so.
No, that would be great.
Cool. Yeah.